You're listening to Kairos, a Cardboard Knights superhero radio drama. Episode 2, Meta Mystery.
All right, who's ready to eat? I've got a Santa Fe skillet, a Mondo bacon triple stack, and a walnut cranberry salad.
Thanks.
Are you too sure I can't get you anything?
Nah, we're good.
No, thanks.
Alrighty. Let me know if you need anything else.
The waiter walked off. We were still a little stunned from the accident. The last hour had become a total blur, and I still couldn't wrap my head around it. We sat in relative silence as Grant stuffed his face, until he finally spoke up. Full mouth be damned.
Lil, you should really eat something. You look like you died or something.
Dude, really?
Sorry. Thought it'd help.
I'm not hungry.
You're sure you've never done anything like that before?
For the 10th time, no. Don't you think I would have told you guys if I thought I was like that? Especially considering one of you is a member of the Corps in the first place.
All right. Sorry, just trying to see if we missed something.
And nobody in your family's ever had powers, yeah?
Not that I know of. Can that even happen?
I mean, it's not impossible, I guess. These powers have been known to stay dormant for generations before they pop back up. So in theory?
I mean, usually it's a sympathy nerve something.
Sympathetic nervous system.
Yeah, that one.
It's the system that activates the fight or flight response by initiating the physiological changes that go along with it. It seems that in cases where a person is genetically prone and the response is extreme, such as getting hit by a big-ass truck, one of those changes seems to be that it kicks off most Meta's abilities.
Right! Science words plus fear equals time travel. Really makes sense when you put it like that.
Yeah, the time travel thing is a new one. How does that even work?
I don't know. The first time, I just wanted to go back to being with you guys. The second time, I just wanted everything that was happening to stop. And it did.
Sounds like a neuro-based meta ability, then. Those can be difficult to figure out, as we know as little about them as we do the brain.
Fantastic.
It could have been worse. At least you can get one of those half-assed abilities, like, super speed, without the body that can handle it.
Running is a physio-based ability, so it's not hard to control. As easy as going from running to sprinting. Unfortunately, Grant accidentally runs a marathon in 2 minutes on just a cheeseburger. And since we understand how calories and muscular tearing work, we understand the extent of his abilities. The mind, on the other hand...
So, we've got nothing then? Not even an easy way to control it?
Not until we can observe it further, no.
Easiest way to do that? It's the Hero Corps' tried and true methods.
And those are what exactly?
You know, throwing shit at you until something happens.
Lovely.
I don't know why I agreed to it. We'd found an empty lot just outside of town. Perfect for testing, according to Grant.
Ow!
It didn't sound that bad. Play a bit of superpowered catch and call it a day.
Ow!
Of course, it wasn't going to be that easy.
Were cans really the best option, Grant?
Hey, you guys are the ones that wanted to start with something small.
I meant something soft, like... balls.
In all fairness, if this is triggered by a sense of danger, balls probably wouldn't be the best.
Guess you've got a point there.
Fine. But are we sure this wasn't a one-time thing? That's happened before, right?
Not that I've ever heard of. Sometimes powers dissipate, but they're always still active in some way.
Well, are we sure it couldn't have been Grant? Can't a speedster do something like that?
I guess, yeah, in theory. But for me to pull off something like that, my heart probably would have exploded. And I think we would have noticed that.
Fine, but what if...
Before I could finish, Grant's phone went off. The Special Heroes Corps alert could only mean one thing. The day needed saving.
There's no 93 at the convention center. They're calling all hands. I gotta go.
O-93? Unknown powered individuals threatening civilians?
That's the one. Though, an all hands call can't be good. Come on, let's see if we can get a decent look.
been on my grind. I've been patient waiting.
Breaking news. A shootout has commenced on the steps of the Vancouver Convention Center between police and what appears to be an unknown metahuman assailant. First responders on site have already called.
It's gotta be bigger than that. I mean, Booster could deal with a shootout, right?
Yeah, last time there was an all-hands call, a new villain group had popped up. Something's definitely up.
Citizens are being urged to avoid the area. Please stay indoors and away from the streets, if at all possible. We will be providing updates as the situation develops.
A few blocks short of the convention center, traffic had come to a halt. The VPD had shut down the roads leading into the fray, although, even from that distance, we could hear the fighting.
Of course they're not gonna let us through.
Then we gotta go up. Come on.
Aiden found a spot just outside of a parkade. Together, we hurried to the top floor where we had a perfect view of the fight that was happening in front of the Olympic torch.
There! You see him?
I see him. Looks like Booster, Starshot, and Atronach are down there with him.
Whoa! You think they've got this? That was pretty close.
It's 4-1. I've seen worse odds.
4-1, huh? Didn't you say this was gonna be easy, Boost?
Don't blame this on me, Dark! It should have been!
Obviously. Things change, Booster. Atronach, what do you make of them?
Energy manipulator, class A, no ping from the database. And an apparent dislike for the core.
Really? Couldn't tell. Oh, what's the plan, Starshot?
Booster and I will keep our new friend locked down as best we can.
Of course!
Atronach, Dart, I need you to clear our surroundings.
Affirmative.
All right. What you got for me, Atronach?
I count 2 civilian signatures in the conflict zone. Parking garage, 300 meters to the east, 5th floor.
On it. Whew. All right, folks. This area is not safe, but don't worry. Dart's here to save the... What the hell are you two doing here?
We came to watch out for you. Sounded like a big one.
Yeah, big one. As in, you really shouldn't be here right now. Come on, we gotta get you out of here before...
Before Grant could finish his thought, something was sent crashing through the wall towards us. Booster slammed into a series of cars, throwing us to the ground. As the fog cleared, the unknown meta floated through the hole left by Booster.
This is what they send for a welcome wagon these days. The postal boy and the next-gen wannabes.
You two all right?
Yeah.
Phew. Good. Stay down.
Grant ran off to confront the meta, only to get blown back into a car as he approached.
Grant, God!
Oh, how could I forget the charity case? So good of Matty to let you play with the big kids.
As Grant stumbled to his feet, the meta began stalking towards him, gloating in the way villains tend to do.
Where is he, by the way? Where is the fabled captain? He's missing my big comeback.
Sorry. He doesn't show up for two-bit no-names anymore. Though I'm sure he'd love to come visit you in the vaults.
Oh, me and the captain go way back. Though perhaps seeing the block painted in his favorite charity case will coax him out.
The meta began charging some type of energy. Their hands crackled with purple electricity. Grant wasn't going to be able to take another hit like that. So I did the only logical thing I could think of.
Hey! Asshole! Over here!
Really, don't!
Or you'll work too.
The meta fired at me. What felt like molten plastic hit me square in the chest. The world came crashing in around me for the second time that day. As everything went black, I could see the meta turn its attention back to Grant. I couldn't let that happen. Not like this. I had the power to fix it. I just didn't know how to make it work. But I had to try, right?
No. Not again.
My eyes snapped open. Everything in front of me floated in slow motion. I didn't question it this time. I had a day to save, damn it! I ran over to Grant, shoving the meta out of the way as I passed.
Out of the way, douchebag! Grant!
Gah! What the shit? Lily, you're alive!
Seems like it. I don't even know.
Cool. Then we're on the same page.
You alright?
Been better. Alright. How long can you keep this slow-mo thing up?
No idea. But I think I know how to control it. Maybe.
Well, no time like the present. You ready?
For what?
Taking down Grease Lightning.
Are you nuts? I don't even know if I can control this.
You can. I know you can. Now, let's take this bastard down so we can end this stupidly long day. All right?
Your fault when this blows up in our faces?
I'll take the chance.
You ready?
Do it.
Like untensing every muscle in my body, time returned to normal. The meta still in motion from when I'd shoved them before.
What the? How did you survive?
As if we'd rehearsed it, Grant darted to the other side of the meta and knocked them towards the ground. I attempted to slow time again, and to my surprise, it worked, allowing Grant to land multiple strikes.
Lily, that was amazing!
I can't believe we pulled that off!
Lily, wait. You're alive?
Wait, you didn't see anything?
See anything? You were over here with a hole in your chest a second ago, and now you're standing over there? What's going on?
Time powers, bro. Pay attention.
You got them to work?
Evidently so.
Somehow, the meta had gotten back up. After a beating like that, I doubt if we could dish out anymore.
Very interesting indeed, I must say. Perhaps not the most disappointing welcome party after all.
Oh, come on. How are you still up?
Trade secrets, charity case. But it seems our time here is at an end. But oh, how I look forward to our next meeting. So many friends for you all to meet, and so little time left on this pitiful rock.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You shall see. Very soon.
As they spoke, the meta began to glow with its own strange purple energies, until it blinked out of existence.
No!
They're gone, Grant. Nothing you could have done.
So what'd they say?
Doesn't seem to be too much damage. Minor burns, but apparently they're healing quickly.
Seems like you may have scooped some advanced healing capabilities as well. Not bad.
Apparently. How's the rest of your team doing?
Starshot got knocked around a bit. Minor concussion. Atronach has some minor repairs to take care of, but she's already back at the lab trying to trace our new friend. Booster, on the other hand, seems to have taken the brunt of the beating. Though I think it damaged his ego more than anything.
Could have been much worse.
Yeah, especially without you. You kicked ass today. Saved mine. Twice.
At this rate, I'm gonna put you out of the job.
She's got you there.
Dude, whose side are you on?
As we talked, we were approached by an older man that I could have sworn I'd seen before.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Miss Liliana Padet.
I'm Liliana. How can I help you, Mr...
Matthias Thompson, and I'd like to talk to you about the Heroes Group. For the preliminary test, I felt that went rather well, wouldn't you agree?
You do enjoy to dabble in the old tropes, don't you?
For the sake of tradition. I was always a fan of the spectacle of it all.
And what a spectacle it shall be, especially with our newest plaything.
Shall we move on to the next stage, then?
Yes, I suppose we shall. But keep an eye on that one. She may prove useful yet.
Of course.
Excellent. You've done such a good job.
I have done a good job, haven't I?
Kairos, Episode 2, starring Patrick Kasau as Grant Harrison, Keith Brown as Aiden Harrison, and Carrie Lynn Davies as Liliana Padette, Logan Britton as Booster, Anshal Masai as Atronach, Rachel Brett as Starshot, Matt Jackson as Matthias Thompson, and Liz Madden as Mistress Anima. And also featuring Marcus Lane, Rebecca Lees, James Neves, Patrick Sinnott, and Luke Young. Written and directed by Dylan Pittman and Carrie Lynn Davies. Sound supervision by Dylan Pittman. Re-recording mixing by James Neves. Voice direction by Carrie Lynn Davies. This has been Kairos, a Cardboard Knights production. If you'd like to find out more or support the cast and crew, you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Patreon. Keyword, Cardboard Knights. You can find the links in the description below. Tune in April 5th for more of The Impossible in Episode 3, The Institute.